I was just out and about. Thought I'd see if anybody wanted to play some round ball.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast's Daily NBA Show, featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.
Happy Friday, friends. Welcome back to the Bet Slippin' Podcast Daily NBA Show with your host, Jeff Clark. It's Friday, February 4th. There's a 9-game slate in the NBA tonight. I have three best bets. I'm 40-29 this year, 9-4 this week on best bets. Was 2-2 yesterday, though. Came down to earth a little bit. We'll talk about those in a second. Again, I have three best bets tonight. Let me give you those off the top. One lean as well, but I like the Raptors laying 3.5 points against the Atlanta Hawks. I like the Pelicans Nuggets game to go under the 224.5 point total. And I also like the Philadelphia 76ers to cover 1.5. Are getting 1.5 points as they visit the Dallas Mavericks. All those odds are provided courtesy of our friends and the sponsor of this podcast, Tipico Sportsbook. Tipico Sportsbook is a global sports betting leader that's now live in New Jersey and Colorado. You can make your favorite sports more interesting with Tipico's fast and easy mobile sportsbook app. New users from this podcast can get a special welcome bonus at usatodaybet.com/podcast. That's usatodaybet.com/podcast. Terms and conditions do apply. You must be 21 or older, so please see Tipico's website for details. If you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER for New Jersey and 1-800-522-4700 for Colorado. Please gamble responsibly, y'all. Okay, so I have three best bets in the Friday slate. NBA slate, and I got one lean. My one lean is I like the under in the Hornets and Cavaliers game. I got it earlier this morning at 218.5. I still think there's a little bit of value at 216.5, but I'm not gonna put my bet slipping podcast record I guess reputation on the line backing a total that dropped 2 points on the line that I originally wrote it up for and got it at. So, I do like the lean because both offenses, or I do like the under here because both offenses struggle, and Cleveland's missing their top two offensive players by adjusted on-off offensive rating and Darius Garland and Lauri Markkanen. Plus, Cleveland has a pretty high offensive turnover rate. That's with Garland in the lineup. Without him, he's probably not much better. But Charlotte has the 7th highest defensive turnover rate. So Cleveland could struggle to get the ball into its bigs. Jared Allen, Evan Mobley, and Kevin Love coming off the bench. Charlotte's also gotten locked up by two good defenses in the last two games, and their offensive rating falls around NBA average when they're playing good defenses. Plus, Cleveland does a really good job defending Charlotte's strengths, which is a fast break offense, attacking the rim and crashing the glass. Also, there's a over-friendly officiating crew for this game, combined 47-63 to the under. This officiating crew has, and both teams actually have a low free throw attempt rate. Also, the over has cashed in the last two Hornets and Cavs games, and all the money recently or this morning was on the over, but the total ticked down from like a 220-point opener. But because it opened at 220, I got it at 218.5. It's now sitting at 216.5. I only lean to the under in the Hornets-Cavs games. But no more beating around the bush. Let's talk about my best bets here. So, once again, I was 2-2 yesterday in best bets, 9-4 this week, 40-29 in 2022. I like the Toronto Raptors. I now are now favored 3.5 at the Atlanta Hawks because I like to keep my record pretty simple. Like, I'm just laying usually -110 each way, sometimes a little less juice, sometimes a little more juice, depending on what Tipico's selling it at. I'm just going to lay the 3.5 points with the Raptors. I will say, between you and I did actually just take the Raptors money line, which is -160. So I like the money line, but I like the Raptors -3.5 here. Both teams are playing really good. Like I said earlier, Atlanta beat Phoenix 124-115 last night. Toronto beat Chicago 127-120 in overtime last night. Toronto beat Trae Young, or Atlanta without Trae Young, at the end of January 31st, 106-100, winning their lone head-to-head meeting this year. And once again, both teams are playing really good, but it's just a much better spot for Toronto. Atlanta could be without Danilo Gallinari and John Collins, who's questionable, and both are positive on-off net rating players for Atlanta. And missing both of them would free up Toronto's wings to play help defense on Trae Young, which would be a real problem, because one of the style matchups or edges that I give Toronto in this matchup is how they defend pick and rolls. Atlanta, through Trae Young, run a whole bunch of pick and roll offense, obviously, but Toronto has like the second or third best pick and roll defensive efficiency versus ball handlers. So either way, I like Toronto's pick and roll defense versus Atlanta's pick and roll offense. But if John Collins and Danilo Gallinari are out, that's going to just, again, free up more space for Siakam, Scotty Barnes, and OG Anunoby to press harder or defend pick and rolls a little tighter. So that's one of the reasons why I like Toronto, but most importantly, I probably should have led with this, Toronto just performs much better in back-to-backs. They're an NBA's best 7-2 against the spread in the second of a back-to-back. They have a +6.8 ATS differential in those games. Toronto in the second of a back-to-back is 3-6 ATS with a -3.6 ATS differential. Also, when both teams are playing on the second of a back-to-back, Toronto's 2-0 straight up in those spots with a +4.8 adjusted net rating and +4.0 ATS margin. Atlanta, however, is 0-2 straight up with a -8.8 adjusted net rating and a -15.9 ATS differential. So that's huge. Like, just Atlanta is terrible on the second of a back-to-back. Toronto is much better. Also, Toronto's 9-2 when laying 1 to 4.5 points, and Atlanta's 1-6 against the spread when getting 3 to 4.5 points. And for me, the line or the pricing of games is the context. So if you're one of those people that don't put much stock into trends, I actually put a little bit of stock into this trend, and the reason being the price makes up the context, you know? So like, if we can think however we want about the matchups or players in or out, the spots or situations, but it's all baked into the price. So if Toronto performs well against the market in one price point and Atlanta performs poorly in the same price point, hence I like Toronto in the spot. They're also 10-4 against the spread in their last 14 meetings versus Atlanta, and 11-3 against the spread. Toronto is at home versus teams above 500. Now, Toronto or Atlanta is below 500, but they're playing above 500 right now. They have won 8 of their last 9 games. So I like Toronto -3.5. I like Toronto on the money line, but for the record keeping purposes, we'll go Toronto -3.5 points. The next best bet that I have, I like under 224.5 in the Pelicans-Nuggets game. Pelicans snapped a 4-game losing streak, beating Detroit Tuesday. Denver's lost the last 2 games. Both were in the back end of a 6-game road trip. They lost to Minnesota and Utah. But I like the under here. New Orleans actually gone under in 4 straight games, but both teams play at a slow pace. Both teams are good rebounding teams, so I'm expecting a lot of long one-and-done possessions. New Orleans 22nd in pace, Denver's 23rd, both top 10 in rebounding rate. The officiating crew has a combined 43-58 record to the under, and less fouls equals more running clock and obviously less free throw trips. Also, Denver actually has the 3rd worst free throw attempt rate, and while New Orleans actually has the 5th best, Denver has the 10th best defensive free throw to field goal attempt rate. So I think the officiating is going, or the officials are going to swallow their whistles. Denver doesn't get to the line very often anyways, and Denver does a pretty good job keeping opponents off the foul line. Also, I'm going to fade just heavy gross line movement. This Denver New Orleans total opened at 220. It's up to 224.5. And I can't really figure out why. Like, yeah, Denver is a pretty good shooting team, and New Orleans is terrible, has a terrible defensive field goal percentage. But the unders cashed in 6 of the last 7 Pelicans Nuggets meetings. Again, both are slow paced. Both have good rebounding. We talked about the officiating crew, and the one game in the last 7 meetings between these two teams that went over the total was this season was December 8th last year. But the Pelicans Nuggets game went over the total by 24 points, or excuse me, by 20 and a half points, but that's because it went in overtime and 24 points were scored in overtime. So really 7 of the past 7 games have went under the total in regulation. And I think it'll be 8 for the last 8. I'm going to fade this heavy line movement. I'm going to say that Vegas or the odds makers had it right in their initial spot, and I'll go under 224.5 in the Pelicans Nuggets. Final game and the primetime headline main event for the NBA Friday slate is the Philadelphia 76ers playing the Dallas Mavericks. It's a 10 o'clock Eastern Standard tip-off. Between the two, Dallas is the host. Philly had a 5-game winning streak, but it was snapped in a 106-103 upset loss to Washington Tuesday. Dallas has lost 2 straight to the Orlando Magic and a Shea Gildress Alexander-less Oklahoma City Thunder. Man, that was a mouthful. Anyways, I like the 76ers plus 1.5 currently. Philly defends Luka pretty well. Dallas has scored less than 100 points and their last 2 Philly-Dallas meetings, both last season. And Philly has 2 elite athletic on-ball defenders at forward, and Matisse Thybul and Danny Green to hound Luka Doncic. And Ben Simmons did a great job on Luka Doncic last year. I can't lie. He is a reason that the Philly defended him so well. Well, his team defense, actually, when it was one-on-one, head-to-head matchups between Luka and Ben Simmons, Luka shot fine, but like, I can't lie, Ben Simmons' presence on the court is a big reason Philly has done well against Luka. But Philly still has a really good defense this season, and it's not mostly, but a big reason is Thybul, and Danny Green can help out as well. So Luka averaged 21 points in his career, 4 career games against Philly. He's averaging 21 points on just 52% true shooting, which breaks down to 38% from the field, 29% from 3-point land. He's got a -7 net rating. Also, Embiid is 3-0 straight up versus Luka in his career. And this line is priced at Mavericks favored 1.5. So essentially the odds makers are projecting this to be down to the final possessions. And if it's down to the final possessions, I'm fading Dallas in the clutch. Clutch time or clutch situations are defined by games that are within a 5-point margin in the last 5 minutes to play. And in those spots, Dallas is 9-14 straight up, and they have the worst net rating in the NBA at -34.5. Philly's got, I think, slightly plus net rating and a winning straight up record in the clutch, but Dallas is just can't get it together in the clutch. They kind of pee down their leg down the stretch of games. So I'm going to go with the Philadelphia 76ers plus 1.5. And also, they both have similar styles, but Philly is just more efficient. Last point on this game. Both teams, they run a ton of half-court offense, but Philly has a better offensive and defensive points per play out of half-court sets. That's according to cleaningtheglass.com. And each attempts a top 10 volume of mid-range field goals, but Philly actually has the best defensive field goal percentage versus mid-range shots. Again, you got Joel Embiid clogging the paint, protecting the rim, and then you have Matisse Thybul and Danny Green defending the interior and the perimeter. So I like Philly based on Dallas peeing down its leg in the clutch, how well they defend, Philly defends Luka, and Philly just being more efficient in a similar style as Dallas. So best bets, I'm going Philly plus 1.5, Raptors minus 3.5, Pelicans Nuggets under 224.5, and I lean to the Hornets Cavs under 216.5. That's it. That's your best bets. I might be back Saturday, I don't know, but best of luck whether you fade or follow me, and hopefully you win some money betting the NBA or whatever you're gambling on this weekend. Peace.
Thought I'd see if anybody wants to play some round ball.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast Daily NBA Show featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.